It's time for Live and Local. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Really appreciate you tuning in today. It's wonderful to have your company. You've heard it on this show before about Alzheimer's. Everybody's been touched by Alzheimer's, truly. And there are different levels of help that can happen. And one of the ways to help is to be a director of public policy and advocacy. Terry Streetman is with me today. And he is that very role for the Alzheimer's Association Nebraska chapter. Terry, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for showing up here today. Well, first of all, let's just briefly tell everybody what you do in that role, what your job is.
Absolutely. So my role is to serve as the policy lead for the state for the Alzheimer's Association. So I handle our lobbying, working with our legislators here in the unicameral and in Congress. But I also help manage our advocacy efforts, recruiting volunteers, people who speak up to their legislators and show up to our advocacy events and say, this issue matters to me and it should matter to you as my elected official.
Well, the legislative session down in the unicameral just got a going here. Yep. This very month. Are things happening yet?
Things are happening. So we're today was day 9 of the first 10 days of session when all the bills are introduced. And actually just this morning, Senator Anna Wishart introduced a bill to establish an Alzheimer's and dementia registry here in Nebraska. It was one of the major recommendations of the state plan for Alzheimer's in 2016. It would join cancer, Parkinson's, and traumatic brain injury as registries here in the state. And we're really excited about it, the opportunity to work on this and advance one of those major recommendations from the state plan.
May not sound like a big deal to some, but can you explain why that is a big deal? Why having this registry is so important for the research and tracking of where we are with this disease?
Absolutely. So we have data that shows from 2015, 45% of individuals over 45 had experienced cognitive decline, subjective cognitive decline, and only about 30% have ever spoken to a doctor about it. And so when we say there are 34,000 people in Nebraska with Alzheimer's, likely that number falls well short of the actual number. So what the registry can do is give us better data, more accurate, more up-to-date data, so that we can get a sense of the scope of the problem and then use that data for research and use it to formulate policy and programs to support people here in the state living with the disease.
Oh, and then ultimately, I guess we could begin to track if some of the drugs that are being used are helping at some level, correct?
There are definitely ways that that data can be used to track over time. You know, if there are an increase in incidence in certain areas or at certain times, if you know, the cancer registry has shown great promise in that area of highlighting sort of hot spots. It's not exactly the same with Alzheimer's, but the variety of ways this information could be useful is really incredible.
There's an advocacy day coming up where people who are looking for some action from the unicameral regarding funds or action that would help in the research and development of a cure for Alzheimer's. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So we have our annual state advocacy day. It's in Lincoln on Tuesday, March 10th from 10 to 2. And what we're going to do, the morning will consist of some education on current Alzheimer's priorities, up-to-date information about our facts and figures, and then training on how to be an effective advocate. And then in the afternoon, people will meet directly with their unicameral senators and advocate for things like the registry, for workforce development, so we're prepared to handle the increase in dementia cases, for reimbursement rates for care facilities so that people have quality resources close to home, policies like that. This is the chance to speak up directly on those issues.
But my question to you about this is, when you go into a senator's office or you have a moment in the hallway with a senator and you say, hey, there's some things I'd like you to do to help with Alzheimer's, good gracious, who turns you down? I mean, we're not talking about a baseball field or a Ferris wheel or something. I mean, this is serious stuff that touches everybody. So how can it possibly get put by the wayside?
So it is sort of a blessing and a curse of this, you know, working on this cause. Is like you've said, everyone is touched by it. So it is something that has knows no political allegiances. It's, you know, nonpartisan as it comes. But there's always still the reality of the budget situation or different priorities. You know, tax relief is a major priority of the legislature this year, business incentives, workforce development. So it's just a matter of making sure that we are always in the ears of the unicameral saying, this is important too. You agree that it's important. We just need to figure out how to approach it.
So truly to get it higher on the docket there, that March 10th Advocacy Day is a big deal for the voting citizens during an election year mm-hmm. to go ahead and show up and have their voices heard. We're also, we have a 60-day session this year. It's the short,
yep.
The shorter one. So time is certainly of the essence, as it is here for mm-hmm. this particular interview. I want to make mention also Saturday, February 1st of you on State. Volunteers still needed for the Ultra Chic Boutique, if you want to say a couple words about that.
This is a great event. We partner with Max I. Walker. They've supported us since 2018 and raised over $38,000. On the 1st, at A View on State, maxiwalker.com/UCB for information. $30 dresses of all types, from prom dresses to wedding dresses. Incredible event, and all the proceeds benefit Alzheimer's.
Keep up the good work down there. It's Terry Streetman. He's Director of Public Policy and Advocacy for the Alzheimer's Association, Nebraska chapter. If you're looking for information, one can go to alz.org/Nebraska.